and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match reaction, instant reaction, straight after the game. Leeds United 0, Aston Villa 0. Villa fans, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the channel. Drop the video a like. We want your thoughts in the comment section down below. It goes off like a fan forum every time. And if you haven't already voted, go on the footballcontentawards.com and give us a vote. Best new content creators. We're in the final, so let's go for it. So, Leeds 0, Villa 0. You know, it was an entertaining 0-0. Just frustrating, isn't it? You know, I think we had chances and we just weren't clinical enough, not the right decisions at the right time. And it's just frustrating. We just leave the pitch frustrated. A point, decent, but... you know, you don't. There's no given right when you're playing against a team that's down to 10 men that you need to go on and win that game. It's down to you to earn it. And I just don't think we had enough composure and enough quality in front of goal today. I think we created numerous chances, good chances, but it's just the finishing. Justin, what were your thoughts?
I'm disappointed overall we didn't win the game because, you know, you'd like to think you could win the game when you go down to 10, the opposition goes down to 10 men. I didn't mind the first half. I know a lot of people were really frustrated at half-time, but I thought it was a battling game. I thought the back four did well. I thought the midfield, you know, were very, you know, they got in, didn't they? They didn't give anything away. So it was quite an attritional game, wasn't it? An old-fashioned blood and thunder, tackles flying in, yellow cards. I think you could see the red card coming. Mile off, couldn't you? It's never easy going anywhere in the Premier League. Nobody's going to give you 3 points, so you have to go and earn it. And second half, they went down to 10, and then you just hope we can open them up. We can just have that bit moment of magic, that little bit of quality where you just score that goal. And we had chances, didn't we? And ultimately, the game was about not putting them chances away. It's hard not to single people out, but Ollie Watkins had two or three occasions. I mean, I know he's got a finishing coach. Is there any chance that finishing coach can teach him how to dink the ball over a goalkeeper? Because every time he gets into that position, he just tries to drive it low. And the keeper's natural position is to spread himself. They just lift the ball. Go and watch Lionel Messi's best ever goals, because the amount of times he gets in that position, he just dinks the ball over the keeper into the net. Really unlucky with the Coutinho effort. Fantastic ball in from Bailey. Coutinho did wonderfully well to control that volley and with
what, yeah, but then who was there on the follow up?
Exactly, he's there in the right place and he gets his feet all muddled up and he's trying for some godforsaken reason to flick the ball in with his right foot when you've just got to smash it with your left foot. As I say, it's hard not to single anybody out, but in a game so tight with so few chances like that, You know, whatever chances you get, you got to score them. And you know, they had one shot on target the whole game. We had 19 goal attempts, 7 on target, of which I would think off the top of my head, 5 or 6 fell to Ollie Watkins. So he's got, I don't know, it's a recurring problem, isn't it? He's got to really get himself together. And if not, I think it could be time for Danny Ings to come in and start again. But overall, frustrating. I don't think it's a let's all have a meltdown game. But I think it's something that they've got to really try and work on now. He's finishing and the final third and a bit of quality. I mean, we ended the game with Bailey, with Buendia, with Coutinho, with Ings, with Watkins, with Ashley Young bombing down the left. You know, McGinn was having a strike right at the end as well. So... You've got to be disappointed that we haven't scored a goal today against 10 men in that second half. So, yeah, it's very frustrating. But we didn't lose the game. We stopped the rot away from home. 3 losses on a trot. And finally got a point with this away shirt.
Cool. Ryan, how did you see the game?
Well, if we won today, I was actually going to treat myself to that away shirt because initially when it first came out, I was a bit dubious about it, but it's sort of grown on me. I do quite like it. But yeah, it was a very scrappy affair, wasn't it? I thought we rattled the Leeds fan base in the ground straight away with a bit of game management from Martinez and Mings slowing the games down, taking their time with the goal kicks and stuff like that. And it transpired onto the pitch, and the players were getting frustrated, they were getting edgy, and the challenges were flying in. And you know, I was standing on the group chat, he's just coming, and everyone could see it. Everyone could see the red card coming. The ref likes to dish the cards out as well. So once it did happen, I tried to remain calm and just, you know, try and enjoy the game and hope it just naturally happens and we take the lead. But like you said there, Justin, we've really struggled to be ruthless. You know, that's something that we wanted to be this season. You know, you're mentioning about Watkins finishing there, driving it low. Is it a confidence issue? You know, you're taking no chances if you drive it low. You're hitting and hoping where you know, that bit of composure, the little dink finishes, they're like natural finishes. You know, you probably expect to see that off the likes of Archer and stuff like that. But Watkins is not a natural finisher, is he? He's not naturally a striker. He's a winger converted striker. And for everything that he'd done well today in the game, I thought his hold-up play was very good. You know, his pace is a threat. He's playing on the line all the time. But it boils down to putting that ball in the back of the net. And sadly for him today, it was lacking. Like the rest of the team, I had a fiver on Coutinho, first goal, 9-1. So I was like, out me seat for that one that smashed the post. Again, it's just not working for Coutinho at the minute. 100% full effort, you know. It just not falling for him, is it, in this final third? I thought defensively we looked sound. You know, the injury, oh my God, how is our look at the minute? But as good as those fullbacks played, I do feel that we sort of missed the attacking presence of the fullbacks. I thought that would have, you know, having Luca Dean and Cash today would have given us that bit more cutting edge, that bit more threat in the final third, especially down to 10. But, you know, Konsa filling in at right back, thought he looked very solid, very sound. Obviously, the left back was having a good game until he pulled his hamstring. And, you know, it's such love. And he played two 90-minute games for Sweden the last two, you know, it during the international break. And, you know, you can't even see 45 minutes out. Yeah, it is cursed, isn't it? Bednarak, he was like untested, really, wasn't he? He had an easy afternoon. And ultimately, yeah, it's disappointing with the finishing and the fact that McGinn had to make a game-saving tackle right at the death. You know, Leeds could have snuck it. So, ultimately, you know, we've got our first point away from home. So, you know, there's a positive to build on. I thought we looked solid enough. So, yeah, it's hard to be too disheartened, but the cutting edge has got to improve.
Nah, it's not. And they're like, you know, it's not time for a meltdown because we're still taking those mini baby steps, aren't we? Which, you know, a point's a point. You know, it's like you said, it's our first point away from home. The performance, was it good? I'd say we deserve to win the game. I think we created enough chances to win the game. That's another thing that this season we've not been creating as many chances. And today we created an abundance of chances, probably the most chances we've created all season. And we haven't scored. And, you know, against Southampton at home, we hardly created anything, but we came away with a 1-0 win. So it is frustrating. But, you know, for me, it just boiled down to that lack of quality in front of goal. And probably a little bit of luck. Did we deserve a bit of luck today for one of them to just nestle in the net? You know, probably. But yeah, I thought Buendia was good when he came on. I was a bit infuriated with Bailey today. It was so annoying watching him when he was sort of, he'd do the first part all right, and then he cut back and run back into a bit of danger, and that was a little bit annoying. And, you know, I thought first half, when it was 11v11, we did start to get on top of that game, didn't we, towards the end of the first half. We were getting on top. We were beating the press. You saw Ramsey driving. Bailey did have that one decent chance as well. So, you know, half-time, I was thinking, you know, we're more in this game. And obviously the red card came and we was just incomplete, sort of just kept going. And I thought Konsa did okay when he went at right back. I thought he was all right. You know, you could tell he doesn't play there all the time because he was a bit loose at times. But I thought he did okay. And I just wanted to see us in the second half just play through the middle a little bit more, get Coutinho on the ball more, get Buendia on the ball more. But we just sort of kept going wide all the time, didn't we? And for me, that just allowed Leeds to just get back in their shape. But, you know, point to point, Justin, what would you say you're happy with that then? You know, like, where are we at?
I mean,
should we be happy today or not?
I think you've always got to be pleased to get a point away from home in the Premier League. But I think, you know, take away the circumstance of the game, you've got to look to not lose away, haven't you? Win your home games, don't lose away. That's the bottom line for me. I think, unfortunately, all fingers are going to be pointing towards Ollie Watkins after this game. And I mean, like you say, his decision-making at the key moments lets him down. And that's something I don't think you can teach somebody. I think you can teach natural ability, like controlling the ball, you know, passing, even shooting to an extent. But in that split second when you've got a decision to make, that's, you can't teach that. It's there or it's not. Repetitiveness, maybe you can improve it. Like that free kick right at the end, I thought it was a very clever free kick. He did really well to hold himself online. He gets acres of spacing on the right-hand side, cuts back. And there's about four or five at the back stick. All he's going to do is dink the ball into the back stick and he's driving it along, trying to drive it through four or five Leeds players. And it was never going to get anywhere, was it? And that's what I'm saying, key moments of the game. And you have to start questioning. We put Archer in the positions that Ollie Watkins got in today. And with what we have seen of his finishing, we all agree he seems to be a natural, just gifted finisher. Now, you put him in three or four positions when he's just one-on-one with the keeper, I would back him to put at least one of them away with the way we've seen him finish in now. So he's going to be knocking on the door pretty soon, I think. Ings gives you a different option, but he's not quite, I don't know, he's not quite there. But ultimately, I was hoping, and we've got 4 points from the last two games before this game, and I was hoping for minimum 4 points from this and the Forest game. So we're still on course to get that. Leeds is a tricky place to go. There's a bit of needle between us, which we saw today. So we've come away without losing. If we can go and beat Forest, then that's 8 points from four games, which is 2 points a game. And if you can replicate that over a season, then you're doing well. I think you'd have a good season. On the injury front, I just don't know what's happened. It's just cursed like you. So I saw a stat today that Sergio Busquets, I think he's missed two games in 17 years for Barcelona. I guarantee if he signed for Villa, he'd be out for 6 months.
Honestly, I can't write it.
I mean, it begs the question now what that ritual was all about in Australia, don't it?
I just don't know. It's such a shame. I mean, Bothell Bednarak came in and looked good. That was a good positive. He gave him some minutes to start the game. Where it leaves us now, fullback-wise, it looks like we're probably going to have to go in with the same back four as we ended with against Forest a week on Monday, unless Matty Cashie's back.
Cash might be back training.
Yeah, so Cash might back for right-back, so that might be all right. Ashley Young never lets us down. Overall, everybody's going to be a bit disappointed with the game. There's going to be varying degrees of disappointedness from full meltdown to let's just not try and get too over the top, carried away with it. It's very important now we go and beat Forest. I think that I'm not going to say a must-win game, but I think it's very important to keep our season hopefully going in that trajectory to go and get 3 points at the City Ground, and that would hopefully calm things down again.
Ryan, do you want to add anything before we finish off?
Yeah, I'm with Justin on that. I think we have got to look at that Forest game and try and get the 3 points there, definitely. I was pleased, again, with the structure. I thought we were solid. Leeds didn't really threaten us. You know, there was a couple of first-half opportunities that flashed across the six-yard box, but, you know, Martinez wasn't really tested at all, is he? So, yeah, I'm quite pleased with the shape. I thought Ramsey was playing well, bursting through in the first half, sort of faded off a bit in the second. But overall, I'm not too disheartened with today. Yes, I'd have loved the 3 points like everybody else. I think we take a point. I think we take the positives, what we can out of that game, and focus on Forest. Like you say, it's baby steps. Whether, you know, 12 months into the job, we should still be thinking about baby steps, so to put it, but it is a case of, you know, we had a bit of a mare to the start of the season and we are still recovering. And like you say, Justin, a point away at a Premier League game, especially Leeds, they haven't played for a month, have they? The fans were up for it, so
yeah.
So we take the point and we move on.
I'll just say one more thing before we go. You look at our defensive unit, by that I mean the back four and your number six who sits in front. We're missing four out of the five players in those positions today. and that and we've kept a pretty solid clean sheet away from home in the Premier League. So that for me is a big positive as well. We've got players that can show they can come in now and step up. So that's a positive as well.
Yeah, I think the only thing that was lacking was a bit of an attacking threat. But as a squad, as a whole, it feels stronger now, doesn't it? That them players have come in and we haven't really been weakened by it. To lose Kamara and Carlos,
we've lost some
and
big players as well.
Cash and Luka Dean. Look at them four.
Yeah,
that is exactly massive. And we've dealt with it. Obviously, long term might be a bit different, but at the short term, the here and now, they've done very well. The players that have come in.
Cool. Right, we'll leave it there then. We'll be back later on for our player rating episode, and then we'll have more content coming on Monday. So thanks everyone for watching, and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.